Well, hello, it's Gabriel Brown here again, doing another installation to my podcast, A Look Into My Life, and How Credit Made My Imaginations Come True. Well, today I'm very excited to make a few announcements. One in particular, I just finished my book, my fourth book, and this one is called Scores of Secret Data Reports. Okay, Scores of Secret Data Reports and How Banks and Lending Institutions Use These Data Reports to Determine Your Credit Worthiness. I'm going to have it published on Amazon, Kindle, okay, and it should be available here in the next few days. Now, also a lot has happened with regards to the service. There's been some new industry updates I want to talk about. For instance, we spoke about the Ultra FICO score, all right, which is something that FICO is coming out with. It still hasn't fully been released as of today, April 17th, 2019. But interestingly enough, there is a new credit score that's related to data reports, and in specific is related to the data reports such as your banking activity report. Okay, we already talked that the Ultra FICO score is attempting to offer a small increase in your credit score if you give FICO access to your banking activity or access to your banking account. And supposedly if you keep a average balance above $400, you'll get an increase in your credit score, which we already talked about. It would not be a great idea. I wouldn't advise you to give FICO access to your banking activity because having a low reserve could negatively impact your credit decision or an underwriting decision regarding affording you new credit. It's no way that a banker will say having an average balance of $400 should get you a high limit credit card or get approved for a high limit credit card or get approved for a preferred credit card or get approved for a personal loan or get approved for an auto loan. Why? Because your reserve is so small that it appears that you will be bankrupt in the next 30 days or 60 days. Okay? But the new update for, as far as the industry is Experian is now jumping on the bandwagon, which I told you this has been happening for years, that creditors have been reviewing your banking activity, but it's been happening unbeknownst to you. But now FICO and Experian are offering some incentive to have them access your banking account or your banking activity. Now, Experian's new service is called Experian Boost. Experian Boost. And the implication is that if you let us access your bank account, it'll boost your chances to get your approvals for credit approved. Or it may boost your credit score. But what I gather from the advertisements that I've seen, it's more so a boost to get bankers and lenders to approve your applications faster. Okay, that is right on what I've been saying. These bankers are buying these data reports from the credit bureaus, okay, from private organizations like FICO, all right. And there was a major conference here in Las Vegas a few days ago. And that conference was here at where it was a credit repair conference. Excuse me, also I said today is April 17th. It's actually April 22nd. And the conference was, it hosted about 300 credit repair organizations and some of the industry regulators and industry leaders. And in the conference there, FICO revealed that it is interested in helping lenders get access to your payroll data, your banking data, your employment data, and this information would be streamlined through just what I said, a desktop application, and to help the bankers and lenders actually make decisions and approvals or declinations, and I emphasize declinations, faster than before. Before, if they wanted these stipulations, or what they call them, if they wanted a stipulation for a proof of income, a stipulation for a proof of your address, okay, a stipulation for tax returns, annual income, okay, versus bi-weekly or monthly income, they would ask for those, okay? So now they're trying and have been, but they're trying to reveal to the public that they have not been accessing this or these data reports before now, that is, but now they're petitioning the public to give access. And again, I say, don't do it. It's going to hurt you in the long run, and it's going to also hurt you in the short run. All right. Now, I want to talk about a few case studies since we spoke last, or since I actually did a podcast. I had a client come into my office today that has been speaking with some bankers to get a loan, a very large loan, and her credit and his credit, because it's a couple, their credit was very good. But they said that the lender or the banker indicated that there was some information on a data report, and they brought in the data report. And because of that information, it related to their character. The data report was about their character. And I've talked about those data reports, which are background data reports. And they were interested in how could they get help with that? And I revealed to them the data report system and the 70 plus data reports that we actually work on, and the three things that we do: request the reports for you so you can review the reports, and then we restrict the reports. So it's request, review, restrict. And so they were very interested in enrolling in the data report program, which we call the Wealth Score system, and get these reports restricted so they could go back to the table and be reconsidered for this really, really large loan that they were applying for. So they enrolled in the data report repair, okay, because you know there's two types of service. There's a credit report repair, which is the credit repair system, all right? And you know, for the last 15 years, I've been an industry leader in credit repair. And then there's data report repair, which I call the Wealth Score system, all right? And that's where we do request, review, and restrict the 70 plus data reports. Now, I've also launched a new website because many people did not understand that the Wealth Score is one of the data reports in the data report system. But the Wealth Score was just a vanity name to suggest to a co-market or people that aren't aware of data report repair. It was to suggest to them that they have a Wealth Score as well as a credit score. The credit score is when lenders and bankers, of course, use that to establish some idea about your liabilities, how much debt you have. Your Wealth Score is what creditors, lenders, and bankers use to determine or assess how much net worth you have, okay? So the Wealth Score is just one of the data reports in the data report system. All right. Now, the new website. Okay. We still have the wealthscoresystem.com or the wealthscorecoach.com, But there's a new website now called datareportrepair.com. That's data, D-A-T-A, report, R-E-P-O-R-T, repair, R-E-P-A-I-R.com. datareportrepair.com. All right, and there is where I actually offer more details, a webinar about data report repair. It's about 50 minutes where I go into details, all right, much more than I do on the wealthscorecoach.com or the wealthscoresystem.com websites. Okay, so I'm very excited to announce that. So we have the book, Scores of Secret Data Reports, that's going to be launching on Amazon in the next few days. All right. We have the new website, datareportrepair.com. Okay. And we now understand that Experian Boost, okay, and FICO, Ultra FICO Score, are speaking publicly about using data reports to help lenders complete underwriting faster than before, or with less risk than before. Not so much faster, because it's more about mitigating the risk for the creditors and the lenders and the banks instead of helping you get the loan faster. So bankers and lenders want to know more details about your data reports, whether it be background, banking activity, payroll, okay, rent bureau, low income, subprime payday loans, right? Zip code data reports, all right? All these data reports, they want to know more about you, your character, your income, your employment. All of this, they want to have access to it immediately, so they can determine how much money they do not want to loan you, not how much money they do want to loan you. All right, because if it was based on how much they do want to loan you, they would go back to looking at your credit score. Okay, I mean, this is a capitalistic society we live in. There is risk in every transaction, but these data reports give more information to mitigate the risk of the bankers and lenders and creditors, not to help you get more money. So understand that. So I'm very excited to see this information now becoming more available, because I've been speaking against the wind. I've been talking against the tide of people not knowing this information, and in many cases believing that what I'm saying is untrue, and not having enough data to research to find out if in fact it is true. And now everyone knows, wow, this is something I need. Clients are walking in the office and they're having challenges with background reports that won't allow them to rent in high rent areas or in more exclusive property areas. They're not able to rent with those property managers because of data reports. Data reports are preventing people from getting certain jobs. Okay. Data reports are preventing people from getting bank accounts. Data reports are preventing people from getting personal loans, preferred credit cards, credit cards such as Black cards, Palladium cards, okay, Platinum cards. Data reports are causing people to not get approved for ultra luxury auto loans, for exotic auto loans, okay, for commercial loans, for commercial property or real estate loans. All right, there's so many challenges that are occurring as a result of data reports that most people are unfamiliar with. And because they're not familiar, they're going into a transaction blindsided by these data reports and the information that's circulating about them. And I must remind you, 79% of everything that the credit bureaus have on record about the entire country, the United States of America, everyone that's in the credit bureau, 79% of the data has been reported to be inaccurate. 60 Minutes did, a full story on credit bureaus and the inaccurate information. Several of the actual members of the 60 Minute team had challenges on their credit reports that was inaccurate information. And during the broadcast, contacted the credit bureaus themselves and could not get the inaccurate information removed. Okay, so can you imagine 70 plus data reports? There's only three major credit reports, and then you have several minor credit bureaus. The three major credit bureaus are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Then you have the three minor credit bureaus. I even include those in my datareportrepair.com system. Okay, so can you imagine how many errors you're going to find on your data reports if you have 70 plus of them available and circulating about you? So please reach out to me. If you have any questions, you can reach me at support@secretwealthscore.com. support@secretwealthscore.com. Or you can go to the new website, datareportrepair.com, and watch the webinar. Or you can visit me at one of the up-and-coming masterclasses. I'm going to be conducting masterclasses on a regular basis. Right now, I'm shooting for doing one a month here in Las Vegas, and then I'll travel and do some other masterclasses, and I'll update you as I get more information about the classes that I'm not going to be doing here in Las Vegas. I look forward to seeing you, and I hope that you will get involved with your data reports and gather this information, learn more about it before it's too late, before you get the declination, and then you need to work on repairing these data reports. All right, your credit reports are being trumped by your data reports. Remember, I said this. All right, looking forward to talking with you on the next podcast.